Juno afternoon. It's about 21 minutes after the top of the hour. My next guest is Bridget Lujan, here to talk about Juno's Got Talent. Welcome.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, first of all, what is Juno's Got Talent? Is it as much fun as it sounds?
It's a lot of fun, and I expect to see you next year at auditions, perhaps. Juno's Got Talent, it's a fun... She's laughing.
I can't imagine what how much leverage I'd get from my talk show host talent, but go on.
It is a talent. Competition. It's a fundraising event in its fourth year, and proceeds go to fund Juno Dance Theater, of course, a local nonprofit focusing on dance instruction. And we started the event 4 years ago. We've kind of gained some momentum. We've had a number of talented acts come through and enjoy cash prizes and a nice fun evening out. There's a bar on site. It's just a good night out for anyone who just wants to come party.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. And of course, everybody's seen America's Got Talent. So I'm just imagining a very high energy, flashing lights, you know, lots of sparkly outfits and stuff like that.
Yes, we try to do as much of that as we can.
Maybe not at, you know, prime
time
TV level.
I mentioned nonprofit, right?
Interestingly, one of the directors, Haley Duran, is also the choreographer for Whale Song, we just learned from our last guest. And of course, the other director is the wildly talented Allison Holtkamp. And the MC will be Margot Youngberg. So that's, that right there is worth
right.
it.
Right. We lucked out. Haley Duran is one of our board members for Juno Dance Theater. And this has been kind of her baby from inception. And she teamed up with Allison beginning last year to kind of co-direct. And, formidable pair as directors. They've been working with our talent since December when the auditions were held. And, of course, Margot Youngberg is, everyone. She's also, they're just so overbooked. We're fortunate that they were all available on this night.
Definitely. What's Margot's style like? How would you describe it, her hosting or MC style?
Well, she hasn't MC'd for us before, but she's done wearable art. She's directed and MC'd that event. And just very, lots of humor. I mean, she's funny. She's got the wit. She's got the intellect behind it. And she's just a really nice, strong personality on stage. And she'll make all of our acts look good, and she'll make it for a nice, easy evening for everyone.
There are 14 finalists, is that correct?
We have 14, yes.
And they'll be competing for the title of Juno's Most Talented. How do you become a finalist?
Well, we have an audition process, and that took place back in December. We had two nights of auditions where folks could come in, they bring their talent. It doesn't have to be totally polished, but they come in, they show us what they've got, and then the directors select finalists from that group of performers. And they're looking for a mix of variety because, again, even though we're a dance school, the talent competition is not a dance competition. We've got a variety of styles and genre and talent that's being showcased.
Right. It sounds like, as you mentioned, a variety from various types of dancers to alternative rockers. So who are some of these acts we'll see?
Right. So we have, I'll just kind of rattle off a few. We've got contemporary dancer Serena Krupe. She competed last year, did very well. Some new faces this year, Jefferson Estegoy, vocal and guitar. We've got Maya Hayes, who will be doing an Irish dance routine. And we have the young pair, Sienna Lee and Aiden Walling. They're a jazz dance duo. Lots of vocalists, Jalen Martin is accompanying herself on keyboard. Reagan Mitchell is a vocalist. David Moore is a songwriter and guitarist, so he's going to be performing an original piece. We've got Catherine Peshigan and a pair called Radiophonic Jazz that's more of a rap style. Lydia Rail, who performed last year, Jess Skiba, and a pair called Two Good-Looking Guys. I'd have to agree. They're pretty cute. There are alternative rockers. And then Jemima Verbasaga and Viliami Verbasaga, they're father and daughter, but they're in two separate acts. So we're
going
to have to see. You know, they're going to have to bring their contingent and see if one of them can get enough votes to win the crown.
Speaking of votes, how does judging work?
We've got a panel of judges that are volunteer, local personalities. I think Todd Hunt is in there. And we've got Julie Copens from Perseverance and from here and from everywhere. pretty much they're the usual suspects, and we get them too. And they'll be judging our former winners. Noah Tack Post and Jocelyn Miles are also on the judging panel this year.
Great.
So they'll judge on criteria such as presentation, overall showmanship, and other attributes that you look for in a talent competition. And then the audience will be voting with their dollars. So we collect the money and we add it to the judges' scores, and the high score wins. So we just convert dollars. $1 is a vote. And we tack it on to whatever the judge's score was. And it makes for an exciting finish because either side can tip the outcome.
That's really interesting. I like that.
It's fun.
Cool. And what does the winner get?
$500 cash prize for the first place winner. And then we do also award second and third place. Second place is $150 and third place is $75. So,
good incentive.
I mean, it's... Yeah. Little chunk of change there.
Yeah, that's a nice prize. This is an annual event. As you mentioned, it supports Juno Dance Theater. Do you want to say anything about Juno Dance Theater while you're here?
Just that we're up and going for the semester. Look for our spring showcase, which will feature the story ballet Snow White on April 26th and 27th. And that'll be at JDHS. But I do, if I may, just remind our listeners that Juno's Got Talent is a week from Saturday, February 9th, 7 p.m. at the Jack. Tickets are on sale. They're $25 if you buy them in advance, $30 at the door, and they're available at junodance.org, Hearthside Books, or at the Jack. I just wanted to get that in there. make sure you say February 9th and come on out to the Jack. The doors will open at 6 o'clock.
Great. Thank you. And I was looking at the Juno Dance Theater website earlier. Very nice. Very great. Like, great selection of classes. So worth a visit. And again, like you said, a week from Saturday, February 9th at the Jack. Get your tickets in advance. And they're also available at the door. Bridget Lujan, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Anything else you'd like to add?
That's it for today. Thank you, Shelley.
See ya.